Hotshed Audio presents Haben, the Deaf-Blind Woman Who Conquered Harvard Law. Written and read by Haben Girma. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Helen Keller. Introduction. I'm deaf-blind. Because I can't see faces or recognize voices, every conversation needs to start with a name. My friends began conversations like this. It's Cam. It's Gordon. Or if someone is drinking, it's me. My name is Haben. Ha like ha-ha, and Ben like benevolent. Deafblindness encompasses a spectrum of vision and hearing loss, from the guy squinting at conversations signed 3 feet in front of his face, to the woman pounding the pavement with her white cane while analyzing traffic sounds through her hearing aids. I was born deafblind. At age 12, I could walk into a room and see the indistinct outline of a person sitting on top of the long, blurred shape of a couch. That image fades more and more every year. Now, walking into a room is like stepping into an abstract painting of fuzzy formations and colorful splashes. My hearing follows a similar path. I was born with poor low-frequency hearing and good high-frequency hearing. Speech intelligence relies on high-frequency consonants, so I intuitively learned to speak at a higher vocal register. At age 12, I could hear my parents if they sat next to me and spoke slowly and clearly. Now, we communicate with the assistance of technology, such as a keyboard paired with a braille computer. Communities designed with just one kind of person in mind isolate those of us defying their narrow definition of personhood. This book takes readers on a quest for connection across the world, including building a school under the scorching Malian sun, climbing icebergs in Alaska, training with a guide dog in New Jersey, studying law at Harvard, and sharing a magical moment with President Obama at the White House. Unlike most memoirs, the stories here unfold in present tense. Hindsight may be 2020, but 2020 is not how I experienced this ever-surprising world. Chapter 1. When They Took My Father. Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, summer 1993.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?